Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, whatever. Thank you for joining us today for our lunch party. As I stated, it's the Essence of Success Radio Network, which began actually last Wednesday on the 1st, which was the psychic reading show. So, like I said, I'm glad that everybody's here to join us today, and I'm going to give you a quick rundown of the shows that's going to be on the network. So on Sundays is our show regularly with, let me introduce, Chavanay, our producer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
And my co-host, Bernice.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
We got to get Bernice on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
There you go. We're all here. Okay, so the rundown on the schedule of the shows for this week on our on the Essence of Success Radio Network. On Sundays is our regular show with us ladies. You know that. We do entertainment news, news of the weird. We do sports, and then whatever the hot topic is that's going on that week, we're going to discuss it, dilate it, analyze it, and let you know really what time it is. On Tuesday, we have BYOB, Bring Your Own Brilliance, with Brenda, which begins at 2 p.m. to 3. And what Brenda does is she has special guests, and she ask them questions about what is their brilliance that they bring to life to make this a better place where we reside and live, and also within yourself. What are you doing for your community, your environment? You know, how are you being good at what you do? Whatever that is, bring your own brilliance. On Wednesday is free psychic readings with Linus and Brenda. As you know, Brenda is not only my numerologist that assists me, but Brenda is also a psychologist and will be very shortly be Dr. Brenda. So, and that's at 3 to 4 every Wednesday for 1 hour, and the only request I have is that you only ask for one question per call. On Thursdays, we have Filmcology with Brenda. That's at 4 p.m., 4 to 5. This is Pacific Standard Time, where she'll be discussing different films and how those films affect you or what do you perceive in those films. You know, she kind of analyzes that and bring it back to the psychology meaning. And on Friday, we have Traffic Jam Fridays with Linus. It begins at 3 o'clock to 3:30, and it's a fast 30 minutes to get you from work to home with a smile on your face. So when you walk in that front door, you feel good. Okay. And then on Saturday, we have Time to Love with Lydia that begins at 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time from 3 to 4, and it's Time to Love. If you don't know anything about love, this is the lady. She's going to break it down to you how we can love each other and love other people and do good about it and feel good about it. So she's going to bring a lot of different discussions on love, which will be good. I would tell everybody just tune in 3 o'clock on Saturdays, and your heart will be touched, I'm sure. So anyway, that's our schedule for the week, Sunday through Saturday. So I hope that you will join us and also go to those different shows. Also on Facebook and in Google, I will list the schedule for the shows again so you can pick out what you want to watch or either be an observant or a person that calls in. Up to you. So anyway, but that's it. So we are partying. We got food. We got drinks. If people want to join us in the studio, come on down. If not, please call in. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. All righty. So, as usual, you guys, you know the first thing we talk about is entertainment news.
It's been juicy, folks. It's
It sure has. Well, the first thing, let me go on and get Beyonce out the way. When you think of the top entertainment stories of 2013, which could top Beyonce? She started the year off singing for President Obama at his inauguration. Then she performed at the Super Bowl next. Then she released her HBO documentary about her life. And then she signed a $50 million deal with Pepsi. So she's doing really good. And then also she changed up on releasing of her album, y'all, if you remember. It's 14 songs and 17 videos. It was first available on iTunes. Now the CD can be purchased. It's already been over 1 million copies through iTunes.
So what's the name of the CD now?
You know, that's a good question.
Is this the one she dropped, like, secretly and everybody? Oh, okay. I think it's Title 4?
Title 4?
I can't think of the title of the name.
Well, we'll probably find out later.
Yeah.
Okay. And the next thing up is Kevin Hart, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That little short man is doing it. He is the flavor of the week. Okay, Kevin is all over the place. I don't know. Do you ever watch Hollywood Husband?
Uh-huh.
That boy is a fool.
He's a mess.
But he's doing real good. In fact, he's got a movie coming out with Robert De Niro.
Right. I can't remember the name of it, but yeah, I know which one you're talking. They've been showing on TV, highlights of it on TV.
Yeah. I can't remember what the name of it, but he looks like he's funny as heck. There's a part I like where he tells the guy, talking about, and what did Jesus look like?
Exactly.
What did Jesus look like? And then also he's got a film coming out with Ice Cube.
Ride Along.
Uh-huh.
He wants to date his sister, but he's got to prove that he's worthy of her.
Okay.
And Beyonce's title of her new album is just simply Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Shop.
Okay.
Beyonce.
And the next story up, Gabriel Union. She's done really good this year. Shab, you want to take it away about her and Wade?
Oh, simply that during their break, Wade had sex with another person. Raw dogged her, came up pregnant. And then proposed to Gabriel. She knew about it in advance. She accepted the proposal, and now they're together.
Makes you want to say, how's that going to end, y'all? You know, how's that going to end?
Well, I guess she forgave him, whatever, and they worked it out. But did you guys happen to see on Facebook the picture of that woman?
No,
I didn't see her.
No, she was pretty, but she had a rock body like a bodybuilder's body.
Oh, okay.
Like a female bodybuilder.
I guess. Well, you know, still doesn't make sense. So really, you're on a break, and then you turn around and you have another kid.
Exactly.
I mean, when you're on a break with someone or break up, I mean, just be smart enough to have protected sex, not unprotected sex.
Well, you know, some folks just don't think, Shab, you know.
I know.
They just don't think.
We actually have Brenda on the line, who will be joining us. Miss Brenda? Hello?
Yes?
And do you have anything to join in and say about Mr. Dwayne Wade?
Well, I mean, it's something to be said for forgiveness.
You answered the question.
Gosh, I mean, okay, just real quickly, I mean, all of us women sitting here listening here, whether you're a woman or a man, what's to say it's not going to happen a second time?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen? Well,
he's not the only one. Also, Ludacris, famous rapper Ludacris, took a break from his longtime girlfriend and ended up having another child as well.
Oh, my goodness.
And the longtime girlfriend knew about it. And Ludacris, on the other hand, did not hesitate to go to court immediately to determine paternity.
Right.
That he was the father and also set up child support, because apparently this young lady is known for gold digging. Okay.
The baby
okay.
mama. So mm-hmm. there you go, people. Wrap it
they
up.
They need to leave them gold diggers alone, okay?
Wrap it up.
And
well,
just
honey,
take a break
I'm
between girlfriends. Don't wait. Don't go so
thing.
Quick, you know?
Well, on that same thing, I want
to
say
what is
about
the break thing?
Parties.
Is someone going to explain to me? So now people just have breaks in their relationship so they can do whatever they want and then go back
that's
to
that's what work? I'm thinking, Brenda. That's exactly what I'm thinking. I'm like, come on, y'all. Y'all need to stop that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sad.
It's a new
real
world.
Well, I also want
yeah,
to say
it is.
in that same vein that Steve Harvey just went through some BS again with his ex-wife, Mary. She had said that he had hurt their son and did this and that.
Oh,
and
please.
Yeah, so Steve Harvey took her to court. I mean, before he took her to court, though,
right.
you know, he denied all that. And,
right.
And the court interviewed his son. His son said, my father's never hit me. He's been nothing but a father. You know, he said, I can't speak
right.
for my mom.
Right.
So she was lying.
Right, evidently, yeah.
Well, Steve Harvey's ex, Mary, is now in jail serving 30 days. Why? Because his attorney said she broke the gag order.
Oh.
She was not
oh, wow.
supposed to talk about anything that happened in that divorce decree.
Oh.
And this wasn't something that happened in it. This was outright lying.
Right.
But she said it was within the divorce
within
decree.
The divorce.
So because she overrode
mm-hmm.
the gag order,
right.
she's now in jail for 30 days. She'll be out the middle of January.
Wow.
And that's what you call karma.
Ain't it? That's exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's probably broke. That's what
mm-hmm.
people get broke, just like these desperate women having babies.
Yeah,
they're trying to get a payday. That's
yep.
all that is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But men folk need to understand, they need to stop doing this. Because when they really get with somebody that they really care about, it ain't going to last. How long do you think they're going to put up with that? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the truth. It
yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay, moving on. Well, I want to give Cecily Tyson an applause because
okay.
Cecily Tyson has her first ever Tony Award won it when she returned to Broadway in the play A Trip to Bountiful. And I'm happy for
oh.
her because Cecily Tyson been around for years. And
yes, she has.
Broadway many a time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad she finally got recognized.
That's good.
And also, remember last year when we used to talk about Alan Iverson?
Uh-huh.
Well, he finally retired from NBA.
He finally retired.
And divorced his wife.
See?
Yeah,
see?
Got that out the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know my show, The Atlantic Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Housewives of Atlanta. Well, Nene remarried her husband.
Yes, I seen the wedding, girl. It was pretty. It was really pretty.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I used to didn't like Nene, but you know what I found out? Nene's just an outspoken woman.
And she's down to earth. She's always been down to earth. That's
yep.
what I liked about
yep.
her.
Yep.
You know, and she
yep.
will tell people what's on her mind.
She will.
Uh-huh.
So
Nene's
a
true
fake.
Friend. She's not fake. No.
No.
She really isn't.
So, Nene, congratulations. Yes?
You are an awful lot like
Nene.
I'm just saying.
I ain't going to lie. She's from here. But anyway.
Pow-pow.
Okay, so moving on with year-end entertainment news. What a year was it for Jackson Family now?
Oh, wow.
You know, what's his name just got out. He got out a couple
the
of
doctor,
ago.
The Michael
Dr.
Jackson.
Murray.
Yeah,
Dr.
Murray.
Yeah.
Oh, is he out now?
Yep.
I did not know that. Mm-hmm.
He didn't do but a couple of years. I think three. Might have did three and he walked.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, as far as the Jackson family, that suit that she had about Michael with AIG, they dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They said, no, now she's trying to go back again in court to get some money. But I'm thinking, Michael left y'all. Ain't y'all got about $100, $200 million?
That's what I'm thinking.
What you doing with the money?
Spending it out in court?
And that child Paris.
Yes.
Child Paris is in a boarding
yes.
school, and they said she'll be there for quite a while.
Yeah, because she had already committed suicide, you know.
Tried to.
Well, you know what? Even though she tried, she's going to try it again because she can't handle it.
No, she don't get
she cannot handle
help,
what's going on. She can't handle it.
Well, they said she's going to be there longer. I guess the mother went up to see her at the boarding school,
uh-huh.
her biological mother.
Right.
But she's going to be there a little while longer. Well, hey.
That's sad.
You don't know. Maybe Michael was everything to her in her life.
That's true.
We
it
don't
could
know.
Be.
Because
yeah.
not because of Michael Jackson, in anybody's life, if they were really close to their mother or father,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they can't handle it.
They can't handle it, yeah. It
takes mm-hmm. a long time.
Yeah, you're right. I don't mean it in a negative way. You're right,
yeah.
Linus. I meant it in a positive way.
Yeah.
She loved her dad so much that she just can't deal with it. And that's mm-hmm. normal for a person to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nothing yeah. especially wrong with her. It's just that's how much she loved him.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. And then also this last year, Robin Robbins returned to the anchor chair at Good Morning America.
Yes, I'm happy
hey.
For her.
Yeah, after, mm-hmm. her, after she undergoed a successful bone marrow transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you brothers, you can back up. Yes, she is gay.
Yes.
I saw a brother the other day on Facebook come up, wow, the pretty women got to be gay.
Well,
I don't
now.
Know about that, but for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason, that's okay. That's her choice.
That's
and
right.
her partner supported her through all this.
Yeah.
And she's not ashamed of who she is.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't be ashamed either.
No. No.
That's yeah, because so. Women are beautiful, whether they're gay, not gay, straight, whatever the heck they are.
You're
if
absolutely
they're a woman,
right,
they're
Brenda.
Beautiful.
You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me put a little stank on it. Dionne Warwick had her ups and downs. At 72,
mm-hmm.
she filed for bankruptcy, owing the IRS $10 million.
Wow.
What?
I did
yeah.
not know that.
And on the upside, she was recently honored for her career achievement at the Soul Train Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth $10
million? I doubt it.
God.
I doubt it.
That's a shine.
That's a shock to me. I just didn't think that she would be that do that.
Be that irresponsible.
Yeah. Checking up on
well,
she, they
who
need
knows
to check on their finances
it, right?
and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having somebody else doing all the work for them, they need to check and make sure that person is doing the right thing.
Exactly.
They know how 2 and 2+ = 4 and 4 and 4 = 8. You better check up on your people.
There you go, man.
That's all I got to say.
I know that's right.
You better check up on them.
I know that's right. Well, also, we want to give an applause to Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
She returned to daytime with the talk show, The Queen Latifah Show, and it's doing outstanding.
Oh,
in the
good.
Ratings.
I've seen it on
yeah.
TV, but I haven't had a chance to see it yet.
Oh, it's good.
Good.
Yeah,
she's
good.
Doing real good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all remember how we talked about Fantasia
yeah.
and Cook and all that? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, she finally bounced back from personal drama with her new CD, The Side Effects of You. And I want y'all to know, Antoine is still with his wife.
Ah, that's what I'm saying. He ain't going to
wow.
leave her. He's not going to leave her. Mm-mm.
But he is, I understand, doing the job, you know, child support and everything for
okay.
the little boy.
Okay, okay.
He ain't thinking about being
mm-mm.
with her.
And I'm glad Fantasia's moving on, because that's what she needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, do y'all remember singer Miguel? He's going to be forever known as a guy who inmated on a woman's head while performing during the Billboard Music Awards. He jumped out and hit the woman in the head.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was
oh,
funny.
Oh, my goodness.
Bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a mess.
Well, I want to give some good news. Public Enemy and the late Donna Summer were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, cool.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Public Enemy.
Yes. And has anybody watched the show The Pastors? I just want to sneak that in there. That's on Oxygen.
Is it
no,
The Pastors
of L.A.?
Is it The Pastors of L.A., she said?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any comments about it?
Go ahead on, Linus. You know you got something to say.
I like the pastor. What's his name? Ron. Is it Gibson? I love him and his wife. They keep it real, this man. I like him because he came from the streets, and he always goes back to the streets and gives
mm-hmm.
back to his community. So I like the way him and his wife roll. I can't think of you got the white preacher and his wife. They used to both be meth addicts, and they've come out of that and, you know, have a church and try to change their lives. Then you got the, oh, I can't think of all their names, the tall, light-skinned minister with his wife. And then you got the one, he's got a big church, but he has to walk around with an entourage and bodyguards.
No, he doesn't.
Because he assumes, yeah, he's a pretty preacher. He assumes someone's
oh,
always after him.
He has to walk
him.
Around with an entourage. Hey, wait a minute. This preacher is thinking everybody's after him?
Oh, yeah, he's got
oh,
death threats and all this stuff. It's
I know
a hot mess.
Excuse me.
And then, yeah, then you got
listen.
The older minister. He hasn't been married in a or he's just never been married, so he says temptation is very hard for him. But
oh my goodness,
he's got the biggest congregation, I guess, in the United States. Well, he's next to T.D. Jakes and Joel Olson, all the guys. And then you got Dietrich, who's actually a Grammy Award-winning gospel singer who had a child out of wedlock. Well, actually cheated on his wife, got a girl pregnant out of wedlock, divorced his wife, and supposed to have married this young girl. Mm. And there you go. Dominique Hayden, that's his name. Dietrich Dominique Hayden. But, yeah, it's a very different kind of show, very, very different.
Yeah, I kind of got into Dietrich a little bit just because he's the most plain-spoken one on there.
But the young one?
Yeah, but then he also starts mess, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to – you just stepped in it 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you need to put some years of experience being a minister behind you first. But he comes across very plain-spoken.
Well, he had his own church in, I believe, Atlanta, Georgia. But when he got caught up cheating on his wife, he resigned from that post, and then he came to L.A.
Oh, okay.
And so now he's trying to rebuild his reputation and his congregation.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's different.
So it's a pretty good show then, huh?
It's entertaining.
Okay.
At least I would say that it's entertaining. I don't know how much word you're going to get out of it, but
okay.
Thank you.
It's another reality show. That's
okay.
Just all it is. You know, it's another reality show. You get a couple of laughs out of it and you go on about your way. I just wanted to see it because I was like, well, I've never seen a reality show of preachers. Now, there's been previous ones, but I had not seen this one, and for some reason it just caught my interest. And it's interesting.
What is it? It's called The Preachers of Hollywood?
Preachers of L.A. And
of
it comes
LA.
On Oxygen.
Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
It just completed its first season. I'm not sure if it's going to have a second season. But, yeah, you can go on. If you have Comcast, go on demand, pull up Oxygen, and it's right there, Preachers of L.A.
Oh, okay.
They also got the Pastor Wives out, too, now.
Yeah, I've seen that list, too, Pastor's Wives.
I haven't seen
I don't know.
Well, see, they had another one. It was called Sisters. Or Preachers or Sisterhood or something.
Yeah.
Those are supposed to be the First Wives.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had the First Wives reality show. It's just, it's too much.
It is.
It's too much now. I mean, if you want to learn about the Lord, pick up a Bible. Pick up, you know, go to church.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to go to Oxygen and, woo, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Speaking about the Lord, you know, Jesus had his own entourage, too. They were called the disciples.
Yeah.
Ain't that what I say yet?
Yeah. That's what you say.
Yeah, but see, Bishop McClendon.
Bishop McClendon?
Yeah, this is the one that has the entourage.
Okay.
And those are not his disciples. Those are not his disciples.
Oh.
Just,
I was just putting the funny in there.
A couple of paws up there.
He does. He fronts too much. I mean, he's a very successful businessman, and he's known worldwide. I mean, that's how tough he is getting his church out there. So I'm not mad at his success.
Right.
But it's his... he's not humble. I don't see the humility behind it.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's just, this is who I am. I've made my church, you know, and people are trying to be me and come after me. People are claiming they're
my
baby and mama. They didn't threaten my wife. I got to walk around with 6 bodyguards.
Oh, it's all about me and mine, huh?
But you know what? That ain't of God. You want to know why? What does God say? You walk by faith.
Not by sight.
Right.
That's right.
So he ain't walking by faith because he got all these bodyguards. So what he's telling God is, you can't protect me.
Right. Pretty
I have
much.
To protect myself.
Yeah, he need the flesh in person. He need the flesh in person.
Fronting.
Yep.
That's all it is, fronting.
Okay.
Well, also on the religious note, Tina Campbell of Mary Mary opened up about her life and her husband's infidelities in their hit TV series on We.
Wow.
The way them two keep popping babies out, I thought everything was fine. I thought they were in competition for having kids.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
Yeah, I tried to follow them for a minute, but I was like, you know what?
It there's got old real quick, huh?
Circular.
Yeah.
Secular. Okay, also, now y'all know we got to bring up Paula Deen.
Oh, yeah.
Paula Deen paid the price, y'all, for
yes,
using the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And she saw her empire collapse.
Yes, she did. Because I was thinking about it the other day, and I'm like, ooh, don't hear or see nothing about Paula Deen no more.
And did everybody know? Apparently, I didn't know this. Recently found out that the employees that filed a lawsuit against her were white. They weren't black.
Ooh.
Did anybody else know that?
Ooh.
No.
Yeah, they were white. I said, are you sure? And they said, yeah, pull it up. And it is. The people who filed the lawsuit were apparently white people.
Ooh.
I was like, uh-oh.
That tells a lot about
that's
her
a
right
ooh,
there.
Right there. That's a ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I didn't follow the story that much.
Right.
I was like, another celebrity caught up. You
right.
know, that's do your thing. But, yeah, recently someone said, no, look it up. It's actually white. It was a white woman who brought it to the media's attention. And then it went from there. They said, no, it wasn't really the African-Americans that worked for her complaining. It was white folks. I was like, wow, okay, well, learn something every day.
And what did she say on one of her interviews? I is what I is. is that what she said? No, I'm just repeating. She said it just like that. I is what I is. I'm like, she did. She really did say that, y'all. I am not lying. I can't believe that.
Well,
they had it on TV and she cried. I is what I is.
If I was from the South, I'd be offended. We all do not talk like that,
people.
Oh, no,
we don't. We don't. She sure did say that, and now it has it collapsed along with her son, Bubba, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
You know what,
no, I thought it was her brother, wasn't it?
No.
No, it was her son, Bubba.
Bubba's her son. Mm-hmm.
Oh, but what? Because I thought that the suit was against her brother and her because the brother was also named for sexual harassment by the employees.
Oh, that's different. Maybe it could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, Paula Deen had stated something like she, you know, her brother needs to, you know, deal with that aspect of him.
Mm.
So I just, you know, all that kind of stuff is just too, it doesn't matter what color you are. I mean,
right.
I mean, it's great that you put that out there, Shaw, but it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter if you're black
that's
or
right.
white or black and black. It just, it's inappropriate. It's just.
And that's what the people had filed suit against her for.
And you're right.
It was definitely inappropriate.
Yeah.
It was race discrimination and sexual harassment.
Right, right.
And the lawsuit actually was dismissed only because they reached a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
It was, let's see. Oh, the terms of the settlement was not disclosed. So
okay.
whatever was paid was enough to shut it down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. That's sad, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad. Because I really liked her and all them. Ooh, dishes and stuff she be making. I said, ooh, these kind of dishes make you happy.
Well, you know, well, she also had got hit because she was showing how to cook a lot of, quote-unquote, unhealthy foods.
Yeah.
And come to find out she was diabetic. So
yeah,
it was
I think
just
that,
like,
yeah.
you know.
She was contradicting everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then once it came out she was diabetic, then she flipped and,
mm-hmm.
oh, it's all these healthy foods now
mm-hmm.
and blah, 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 blah. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was her and her brother that the lawsuits were filed against.
Oh, okay.
Her brother, Bubba Hairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never heard anything negative about the sons.
Mm-mm.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
Well, it's not meant, he's not mentioned in this suit. It was just the, Dean and her brother. So,
okay.
And the lady who did file the lawsuit, Lisa Jackson, that's her name,
mm-hmm.
Lisa Jackson, and she white. So,
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, moving on, Reverend Al Sharpton got big TV ratings, a new young girlfriend with plenty of haters, and he released a book about his life called
The Who's Clapping Back There? I heard that.
Yeah, Al Sharpton got him a younger. Well, you know, he lost about 80 or 90 pounds.
I know, he's thin as a pencil.
He looked like cancer to me.
Yeah, he looks really full.
People say he looks really good, but he's too thin.
Too thin to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's
that's
just
okay.
way too thin, but bless his heart.
Out. He's got that little young thing.
Mm-hmm. Bless his heart.
Down with it,
you, got, you remember people said that about Lufer, too.
Yes,
just,
he got real thin real quick.
But I just thought he looked great. No matter what size he was.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Gross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Arsenio Hall returned to late-night TV after 20 years, and he and actor Idris Elba ended the year the same way, walking away uninjured from car accidents. Anybody watch Arsenio? You know, I tried to watch it. I can't get into him.
I can't.
Years ago, I could.
I could, too, but
years
this time I can't get into him.
Something.
It's
something is
different.
Off.
Yeah, something,
something
is off about
off.
It.
I just couldn't get into it.
I'm asleep, so I don't watch him. He got my own at 11. I got a job.
I
got to get him to go to work.
I've seen a couple of his shows.
Yeah.
I got to get him to go to work. So
excuse me. Well, I got school.
No, I don't know. I'll try to catch him on a Friday, and he is different. He's I'm not saying he's bad, but it's different from back in the day.
I think he's more restrained.
Thank you, Brenda. That's it. You know, where he's refrained himself? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he's restraining, I think, because this is your second shot. You don't want to lose it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's trying to kind of tread in grounds very delicately.
Yeah, he's starting to get headliners,
I've enjoyed his talks, and you can tell everyone's waiting to get into the big party thing. Mm-hmm. And maybe he'll relax after, you know, the first year, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah, if he signed for a second season.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's pulling headliners now, though, because when he first came out, it was a lot of B actors and B singing groups. Mm-hmm. But now, as his show is going on, he's actually bringing in the headliner. So, good luck to you, Arsenio. Because it was funny. I enjoyed it.
His first show, he interviewed Katie Lang Kathy Bates. Is that it? Kathy Bates?
I didn't see his first show.
I didn't see it either.
Well, it was just so, I'm talking about his first show. You know, the first
generation.
Yeah.
I don't remember who was on that.
I think everybody loosened up because they didn't have the typical Carson, Letterman sort of.
Yeah, he was brand new opening up for.
And he was having people on his show that nobody else would have.
Mm-mm.
Right.
That's what
he
noticed about him.
A lot of African Americans a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. The,
I saw his show, this current show, where he had the brothers from the Best Man Holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really good watching them sing. Anyway.
Okay. X-Factor, Judge Simon Cowell, he's going to be a dad. Y'all heard about that. He got a baby by his best friend's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really
cool. What? Yeah, I heard that on X-Factor.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Trifling.
That clock's not right. His best friend, girlfriend, he got her pregnant, so evidently he wasn't his best friend, because that was doggish.
That was doggish. Mm-hmm. I guess so. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's give a listen to the people that got married in 2013.
Okay.
We've got actor Michael Ealy. Ooh, he's so fine.
Oh, are
yes,
you
he
serious?
Got married to Katrina.
Who, whatever.
Damn him.
I'm done with the show.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
And producer George Lucas of TV and stuff, he married Melody Hobson, whoever that is.
Uh-huh. That's the sister. You know he's been with a sister.
She's
a
very wealthy sister.
Yeah, he's been with her for years.
He's the one that did the Star Wars programs movies, didn't he?
Yes.
Okay. Get out of here. Go ahead on, George.
And she dark-skinned, too. She dark.
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate.
You go, baby.
Okay, and Janet Jackson, she married Qatari billionaire Wasan Almani.
Mm-hmm. Go on, Janet.
And she went to another religion, too.
She's Muslim now.
Muslim, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Changed to Muslim.
Yeah.
Halle Berry and French actor Oliver Martinez got married.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Oh, I know that. Okay.
And I think the child is here. She's got a son.
Yeah, she does.
Boy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. They had a little boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So she's got a girl and a daughter.
And he was born overseas, right? Because she wanted to have him overseas.
No. He was born here.
Here in the United States.
But they wanted to move to, I think, France.
Yeah.
They wanted to move, but she has a problem with Gabriel about Nala.
Oh, okay.
Girl,
yeah,
know?
He wasn't hearing that.
He
heard about her moving to Paris.
Okay, then.
And, okay, then we've got Michael Jordan and Yvette Prelo. You know, they just got married.
Right.
Kerry Washington, she got married last year, and she got a baby coming. She
married
the football athlete. His name is Nanami.
Uh-huh.
Nanami, something like that.
And Scandal starts back in February. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait. The 27th.
Love
Thank
me.
You.
Yes. Scandal. And just for y'all, if you haven't seen it, on my Facebook page, Gaia Bocelli, I put that one scene where the father tells Fritz he's a boy.
I saw that.
Woo!
I saw that. He says, you're just a boy. I'm like, okay.
But when he told him, you're not good enough to even be for my daughter.
That's right, he sure did.
Woo, he broke it
down. I'm like,
ooh.
And if you like to catch up on the episodes, it's on Netflix, Go On Demand, and BET. So you can, it's still in its third season, but you can catch up on old shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, before February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's see, well, LeBron James got married last year to his longtime girlfriend, Savannah Brisk.
Yes,
I'm glad.
Little boy.
I'm glad.
Mm-hmm.
And Terrence and Miranda Howard, he married again. He just got out, 2011 from the other wife.
Yeah.
Well, he turned around and got married to another woman. Guess he can't be by himself.
I guess so.
Some
men are
like
that.
They got to have some, and women.
Yes.
They got to have
somebody. They got to have somebody there, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're going to do it, you might as well get married. You know, make it official for a minute anyway, you know.
And do you remember Zoe Saldana?
Yeah.
Okay, well, she married an Italian guy, Marco something.
Okay.
And John Legend, he married the Victoria's Secret model, Chrissy.
Okay. He was with her for a while. Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations to all of you guys and gals.
Yes. And you know that your boy R. Kelly got a new album out that dropped called Panties. What is it?
I've heard it's excellent, but I haven't heard anything.
Uh-huh. I've heard feedback. Women are talking about they wearing black panties going to the store to get the CD. What is up with that?
What?
it's so good.
Wow.
They said, you want to put on some panties? I was like, damn, ain't no man ever moved me like that. Well, let me take that back.
All right. I'm just looking at the expression on your face. Excuse me, y'all. Y'all can't see this, but I can.
Yes, indeedy. Okay, and don't forget, too, y'all, we just missed, he just passed, Uncle Phil, Avery from Fresh Prince.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, James Avery, yeah, he passed away, yeah.
And Juanita Moore from Imitation of Life.
Oh,
yeah.
That touched me.
Yes.
Oh, man. She was the original.
Mm-hmm. With Lana Turner. I love that movie. I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had it on like a month ago on TV.
Did they?
Yes,
the original, sorry.
The original one with Lana Turner. Yes.
The original one was with Claudette Colbert.
I thought that was Lana Turner, the one after that.
Okay. Yeah, the
one
after that.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
The newer version.
Sorry.
Still old.
Yeah, because that's the one I like, because Mahalia Jackson was singing in it.
Yeah.
The one with Lana Turner.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's not forget also Nelson Mandela passed away.
Yes.
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 Number one.
He's top of the list no matter what. Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to miss him.
And the young man from Rosalian Isles. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
The one that.
Oh, yeah. He committed suicide.
Yes. His name is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as well as Paul Walker. Are you
doing
remember?
Paul Walker.
He died in a car accident.
Mm-hmm. He just died. That was December 2, wasn't
it?
Yeah, he did. And, they said they were going over 100 miles per hour. No drugs were involved.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Just speeding.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else came out? There was an article, Shab. I don't know if you're aware of this. Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Them two were very competitive on those movies.
Right.
And so they didn't really get along. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Relationship. And they said now Vin Diesel feels guilty. He said he done cried 3 different times now around friends or other people because he said, you know, they both, they're eagles.
Right.
They're eagles, but they were too competitive. So they didn't really get along on the movie.
Right, because they were always competing.
They were actors to do their job the very best, yeah.
What did they say? They were alphas. Both of them were alphas.
Alpha men, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and two alphas, it's hard to get along with two alphas together.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really work at not stepping on each other's toes.
And one more, if no one else remembered, Lou Myers from Different World used to play the cafeteria man. He passed away as well.
Oh, he did? Oh, I liked him.
Lou Myers.
Oh,
and
my
don't forget James Gandolfini.
Yes.
Yep, Tony Soprano, he passed.
Yep.
And Bobby Blue Bland.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mom's favorite right
lots
there.
Lots of good ones this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, we sure did.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, well, this is all I can think of right now for entertainment news. If we missed anybody, I'm sorry, but we tried to do a catch-up because, of course, next Sunday will be current. but do a year-end catch-up of with entertainment news.
Yeah, there's been so many things we had to catch up on this year because last year was very tumultuous.
Yes, it was.
You know.
That area code is 646-727-2914. Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break at this time and be back in about 2 minutes. Thank you for listening, and don't you go nowhere. Stay right there because the party is still going on. You don't know my kind in you. Very soon the time will tell. You telling me the things you're gonna do for me. I ain't blind and I don't like what I think I see.
Taking it to the street.
Taking it to the street.
Did you get my message?
No, I did not.
Okay, so 303 is waiting online, the other host.
Yes.
For the,
yes, and 303 is on the line right now.
Come on in.
Okay.
I'm here, ladies. I'm here for the party.
Sorry for the wait. I apologize. That's on me.
Well, we're going to bring everybody on. Lydia is the lady that's on Saturdays I was telling you guys about. Time to Love. Lydia, you want to say a little bit about the show real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to. Thanks, Lennis. Yes, if you are looking to love yourself more, or maybe you don't know what that's about, you need to tune in because that's what we're talking about. It's time to love. I think more than ever before, it is time to love all of us together.
Yeah.
And it starts with ourselves. You know that song, Lennis, Let Peace Begin With Me, you know, let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. Well, I like to sing, let there be love on earth and let it begin with me, because I think we need to love ourselves.
Yes.
Amen.
So that's what I'm about, ladies. I'm about love.
Well, thank
well
you,
the
Lydia.
Entertainment news is telling us that we could probably use your show quite a bit.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was laughing. I was laughing. You guys, your chat room is going on too. You guys got some good chats going. I hadn't found it before, so I've been talking with the people in there. We got GOG in there and Beaver Neither and a few other people. That actually is quite full in the chat room.
Yeah,
right now.
I want Shab. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Shab. Bring all the other people on so they can party with us.
Okay, we have area code 856 on the line.
856, this is Leonard. Who's this?
Come on down.
Hey, guys. What's up, yo? This is
Hi.
Jimmy Russell.
Who's
here.
This?
I got a little Jimmy Russell. Yeah.
Hi.
I got a little problem. Maybe you can help me out. See, there's this dark-skinned girl that likes me. But she's nice and all. You know, she got a great personality, but she dark skinned, right? And I can't stand dark skinned women. You know, what should I do?
Okay, this is not the show for that. This is a launch party. Because if I get into that, it's
right.
going to get deep nasty. So, this is just a party. You know, you want to give a shout out to somebody? You're welcome to do that, sir.
Oh, yeah, let me get a shout out to Nelson Mandela. He was a great terrorist. For blowing up them things and everybody killing all them white people, you know, he's a good. I like that.
What?
You know,
what are you talking about?
White women.
Honey,
I don't think so. He was about love.
Took him out.
Love and peace. He was
about
love
and
peace.
That's what he was about.
In my book.
Well,
yeah, he was. And
know,
even though he
guy,
got persecuted,
you gotta just look over him. He's not only a brick short of a load, but he hasn't taken his medicine today. So
okay.
We'll just look over him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and give some positive news. Let's jump on these sports cause
okay,
for my NFL people.
Yeah,
what's happening with the sports?
Okay, but before you do the sports, would you bring the rest of the people on, whatever calls that are holding so that they're in on the show with us?
Welcome to the show. I don't know the area codes.
Who's this?
Hello. My name's William, and I'm a modern slave owner.
Oh,
and
hi,
and I love Negroes.
Show.
Thank you.
I'd love to give a shout out to my Negroes in the field right now.
Get rid of them.
Everybody's got it's just our regular people on today.
Oh, okay, very good.
So as we're going to the sports, because I know we got my NFL folks out there.
Oh yeah.
So. And for
Saturday,
you Seahawk people in Seattle, congratulations. You're moving on.
Congratulations.
Yay. All right, Seahawks.
All
right, and the games who played yesterday, the Chiefs and the Colts played, and the Colts won. Sorry, Chiefs, maybe next year.
Mm-hmm.
Between the Eagles and the Saints won.
Yeah.
Sorry, Eagles, maybe next
time.
Yeah.
They won.
I'm so glad. We're getting ready to beat
more
fans. Go ahead, baby.
So next Saturday, the Saints will be playing the Seahawks at Seattle. The game starts at 1:35 Pacific, 4:35 Eastern. The Colts will be playing the Patriots at 5:15 Pacific and 8:15 Eastern. And the Chargers beat the Bengals, I can never say their name, 27-10.
Wow.
And they will be playing the Broncos next Sunday.
And
at
the Chargers, the Bengals had a hard time because they just couldn't get nothing going, and the Chargers just ran over them.
And that's crazy, too, because their set was 11-5. The Chargers were 9-7, so talk about an upset.
I mean, it was so hard for them to get up on the Chargers.
They couldn't get their rhythm
They couldn't get nothing going. It was so sad. I'm like, oh, man. They got interceptions, sacks. Oh, it was awful.
Ugh.
It was awful.
They had four turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't good at all.
Yeah, it was bad.
So they lost 27-10. So now the Chargers and the Broncos play next Sunday at 1:40 Pacific, 4:40 Eastern. Right now the 49ers, are leading the Packers.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mama. They're leading. They're in the third quarter with 4 minutes left. They're leading 13-10. And whoever wins between the Packers and the 49ers will play the Panthers next Sunday at 10:05 Pacific. Ooh, that's early. 1:05 Eastern.
That is early. Okay.
So that was the team. So if your teams didn't make it, like my Cowboys, sorry,
mine
everybody.
Didn't
maybe
make it
next
either.
Year.
My Redskins didn't make it either.
You know,
but that's okay, though, because I'm still a diehard Redskin.
Oh, yeah,
okay?
Cowboys all day.
See?
But for all the teams that are going for it, congratulations.
Congratulations,
to you all.
Yeah. We're good sports about that.
My
yep.
Broncos.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you over my five rings. What'd you say?
Wait a minute. I got two, okay? I can talk smack with you, okay?
When the Seahawks get a Super Bowl ring, you'll have my attention.
All right.
Get a Super Bowl ring so I can flash that in your face.
My hand is still heavy from the four,
see,
so
look,
that's okay. That's okay.
Talking smack, see?
Still mm-hmm. heavy from the four, but that's okay.
Hey, it just might be the best.
They can't hear you pass on four rings. They can't hear you pass. Oh, five rings. Sorry, you guys haven't won yet.
The Broncos just might win it all.
Okay. Yeah. We'll see next season. I'll be talking about Dallas again.
Yeah.
You know Dallas got to get the flack. You know that.
We're the American team. We don't be worrying about folks.
Just keep right on going.
Yeah, exactly.
How that look consistency
and we gonna keep
from
right on
your
talking.
Quarterback? That's all I'm saying.
So that's your NFL score,
you don't have
people.
Your quarterback.
All right. Are you going to do News of the Weird?
Oh, bless you.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, to wrap up, we got a few stories of News of the Weird to wrap up for 2013. Boy, you know, these are stories that are true and unbelievable. They just, oh, Lord. So here's one story. New York City prostitute murderer Rasheen Everett got a 29-year sentence in December despite his lawyer's defense that the victim was merely a transgender prostitute.
Ooh.
Quote, shouldn't 29-year sentences be reserved for people who are guilty of killing certain, quote, higher classes of individuals? Ain't that some mess?
Mm-hmm.
And then in December, Fort Worth, Texas Judge Gene Boyd sentenced teenager Ethan Couch to probation with no jail time for drunkenly killing four people in a car crash.
Oh, yeah, I heard that on the news, yeah.
Apparently accepting Couch's defense that his affluent, permissive childhood had taught him irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Irresponsible.
He killed four people and he gets in probation?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's some effed up shit, y'all.
Yeah, it is.
That is effed up.
Damn good defense attorney and a questionable judge, and this judge is being questioned at this time.
Yeah, I bet.
Somebody got paid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Four people did, and you get promotion? Probation? Somebody got paid.
And he's not even doing, what you call it, in Raymond Hall until they reach 21 or something? He's not even doing that.
Oh, no. He's past that. He's past that. Yeah, he should have been charged with, he was charged with vehicular
homicide. Yeah.
But due to the police, I guess, their downfall on their investigation and the defense brought it. And it's a particular term, they don't have it in the story, that he used, that basically his parents always told him yes, always took care of everything with money. He just assumed he'd be out of this situation.
Oh, so everybody was solving his problems for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
My parents solved the problem for me, too, beating my ass.
I'm telling you,
okay.
Mine did, too.
Yeah.
Look where I'm at, on the radio show. Look, talking with Linus.
I know that's right.
You know?
So another story, Jim Howe, father of two children at South Cumberland Elementary School in Crossville, Tennessee, was handcuffed and briefly detained by a sheriff's deputy in November after mistakenly believing that he could walk his kids home when class let out at 2 p.m. Actually, the school allows 2 p.m. departure only for kids being picked up in cars. Pupils who leave on foot must wait until 2:35. Hugh assumed that the waiting period was only to protect young pedestrians from pickup traffic. Deputy Avery Adis said said a rule is a rule, and that if Hal failed to cooperate, he will be jailed for basically picking up his kid.
Okay, my kid would be in another school.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. That's not going to happen.
No, uh-uh.
That's 30 minutes.
And you're the parent picking up your kid?
Mm-mm.
No, I'm not waiting.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Police finally arrested William Footman, 55, in October as the person who somehow managed to swipe inside front doormats from at least 37 New York City banks between March and May 2013. No money was ever taken, and some banks were slow to realize the theft. unobservant that they had even had front doormats in the first place.
Mm.
So, yeah, go figure on that one.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that one out. Okay.
Rodney Tortit of Oklahoma filed a lawsuit recently against Philadelphia insurance companies demanding the return of his classic 1967 Chevrolet Camaro, supposedly worth $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
His case is complicated by the fact that he also recently pled no contest to possession of stolen property, that very same car, stolen from an Arkansas dealer in 2007.
Uh-huh.
Roeder claims he bought the car legitimately, but he also changed the VIN number to obtain a false title.
Uh-huh.
Retort said in his legal claim, especially with the current VIN, is superior to the insurance company's claim.
Right.
Really, people?
Yes.
Really?
Really? Really?
We're just going too far with this. And while many educators laminate the the American universities and encouraging study of science and engineering, U.S. colleges are surely among world leaders in one area.
Mm-hmm.
Sensitivity to questions, students must identify their gender. And the current school year, of course, in Bellevue, Washington, Bellevue College and Mills College in Oakland, California, have offered students unprecedented choices of self-identification. Male and female is no longer useful at Bellevue, which now offers feminine, masculine, gender-neutral, transgender, and other.
That's gosh.
At Mills, students identify themselves as agender, bigender, and third gender, or gender fluid, and select the pronoun they wish to be referred to with he or she or Z, S-E, or Psi, S-I-E, or V, V-E, or they.
That's ridiculous.
What?
No comment.
You know what? They can kiss my grits.
No comment, okay?
Kiss my grits.
I'm telling you.
Okay, I thought we were all human beings.
No, we're not, evidently.
Oh, well, whatever you do, don't say who you are downstairs.
Clearly,
you got to go through the alphabet.
Yeah, you do.
Mm.
And those are the wrap-up of the stories of 2013.
That's crazy.
Of news of the week.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, since we only have a little time left, I want to go back through, and I want to thank everybody that was on the lines and also on the air listening to us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry we didn't get to you. But I wanted to one more thank everybody for joining us today for the Essence of Success Radio Network launch party. Now, I want to give the schedule one more time to make sure everybody listens to the show. So remember, Sunday is In the Studio with Linus at 3 o'clock. Tuesday is Brenda's Bring Your Own Brilliance at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. My show, too, is Pacific Standard Time. I'm sorry. Wednesday is Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Brenda from 3 to 4 p.m. Thursday is Filmcology with Brenda from 4 to 5 p.m. And on Friday is Traffic Jam Fridays with Linus, and that's from 3 to 3:30. And on Saturday, Lydia brings it all together with Time to Love at 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
Now,
is Lydia still there? Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, Lydia's still there. So does anybody have any comments or anything that they want to say? I enjoyed myself.
I enjoyed myself, too, immensely, and I would like to wish everybody that's hearing in our voice Happy New Year.
Yes.
Yes, definitely Happy New Year.
Yes, definitely Happy New Year. And next Sunday show, we will have the yearly predictions for the year. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it'll be repeated
on
Wednesday.
I better hear that.
So if you don't hear it Sunday, you'll hear it again on Wednesday show on the psychic reading.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead now.
Maybe we could
Go ahead, Linda.
A quick about each show that's coming up, each person. So
Brenda, go ahead.
That's a good
idea.
Okay.
So do yours on BYOB.
Well, no, shouldn't it be you because you start on Sunday? You're going to do more than predictions, right?
Yeah, but I'm just going to put that in on Sunday just so people will know that miss the show on Wednesday. Because I'm also going to do it on Wednesday on the psychic reading show.
Okay. I believe for my show on Tuesday at 2 o'clock Pacific time, we're going to be doing the brilliance of driving your own bus. Because if you're not the one at the wheel in your life, that means somebody else is taking you for a ride.
Mm.
So that's what's happening on
Isn't it 3 to 4?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And most people hand the wheel over to people who don't know how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And then they
oh,
want
you got that.
5 is so off kilter.
Yeah.
So it's
mm-hmm.
a really a good show to talk about that and to help you figure out if you're actually in the driver's seat or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not in the
Get
driver's
your
seat, you're going to end up Chabonet's, you're going to end up on Chabonet's News of the Weird.
And Brittany, did you
really?
Talk about your Filmcology right quick? And we're going
okay,
out.
On Filmcology on Thursday, the show is actually the movie we're going to be reviewing and the psychological stuff involved is a little more heady. It's the new movie documentary Blackfish, and it's about
Ooh.
The killer whale, well, I prefer the term orca, but they call it killer whale for the movie. It's about the killer whale,
mm-hmm.
Tilcum, that has actually caused the deaths of a few people. But this is an animal in captivity that shouldn't be in captivity,
mm-hmm.
and the emotional
mm-hmm.
problems caused. So, okay, that's
mm-hmm.
for me.
That's
that
interesting.
Good.
It is. Uh-huh. That's going to be really good.
Yeah, because sometimes humans feel like they're in captivity.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Okay, and Lydia, what are you talking about Saturday on your show, darling?
I'm going to be talking about healthy doses of self-care. How to care for yourself. You know, we wait too long. We think that someone else is going to care for us. But the time is now. Time
mm-hmm.
to love yourself. Yeah.
Right.
So we'll be talking about different health self-care, and maybe people will weigh in and tell me their favorite self-care thing. I like to have a date with myself and do something really fun. I have a wonderful husband, and we have our dates, but I need a date just by myself.
All right.
That's
I do believe that.
About.
You got to
yeah.
love yourself first in order to love everybody
else. Somebody else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, thank you, everybody. And come to the close of the hour. And I hope we rocked your boat with laughter and love and interesting topics. As we did our year in review. And again, thank you for joining us today on the first of the Essence of Success Radio Network launch party. Everybody, say
right.
goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Thank you again. And job of the opportunity.